wanna know you.
Grace and blessings be multiplied to you, dear friend. Wumi Ademola here, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. Last time on the broadcast, we discovered that the first step to living by the power of the Spirit is to become baptized with the Holy Spirit of God. Speaking to his disciples, Jesus in Acts chapter 1 verse 5 said, "For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." And he concluded in verse 8 saying, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." Here you see it. You receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, when you are baptized with the Holy Spirit. Yes, friend, just as you sought God for salvation, so also you must seek Him through the baptism of the Holy Spirit to fill you with His power, because there is absolutely no other way that you can fully experience the power of God except by being baptized with the Holy Spirit of God. Learn more about this wonderful gift and glorious experience in today's continuation of the message, Living by the Power of the Spirit. It's truly a life without limits.
Notice here that it was a real physical wind that ushered in the first Pentecost, the first baptism of the Holy Spirit. So that tells you that the way you catch the wind, the same way the eagle catches the strong wind, the way you catch the wind of the Holy Spirit is by being baptized with the Holy Spirit. Until you are baptized with the Holy Spirit and until you can stay filled with the Holy Spirit, you cannot enjoy the wind of the Holy Spirit. So, baptism of the Holy Spirit, people of God, you need to understand, is an experience that is different from the salvation experience. If you are born again in this place, just wave your hands to me. You are saved. Jesus is your Lord. Hallelujah. But you need to understand that the salvation experience is different from the baptism of the Holy Spirit. There are so many believers today that they are believers. They are born again, but they have not yet been baptized with the Holy Spirit. And that is why there is a limit to where they can go as a Christian, and there's a limit to how far they can go in life. Because the baptism of the Holy Spirit is really what connects you to the power of God. Listen to this. Salvation purges you of all your sins. When you become born again, what happens? God forgives you of your sins. You are restored to right standing with God. You can walk with God. But when you are baptized with the Holy Spirit, you are initiated, you are inducted into His school of power. Many people in the church, their sins have been forgiven, but their lives lack power. And you know, it's power we're talking about. Power to, by the power of the Spirit, to go far in life. I tell you, there is no sweeter life than a life lived 100% by the direction of the Holy Spirit. That is why Jesus was an outstanding success. If you want to be an outstanding success in everything you do, you cannot but be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Jesus told his disciples in Luke 24:49, "Behold, I send the promise of the Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high." So Jesus was telling them, you are my followers. You followed me for 3.5 years. You believe in me. However, to walk the walk of power and to do this work I'm giving you to do, you must be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And he says the same thing to you and me today. We must not just be baptized, but we must stay full of the Spirit. I will talk about that later on. In Acts chapter 8, I want to, you know, prove it to you that there are two different experiences. And it has been my prayer that this month of servant leadership and this month that we're examining the Eagle Christian, if you have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name, you will receive it in Jesus' name. Because I tell you, it changes everything. Acts chapter 8:14, we see a case of some Christians. The Bible says some Christians that were in Samaria, they received Jesus. But Peter and John discovered that they had not received the Holy Spirit. Look at what the Bible says in verse 14. It says, "Now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had heard the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them," verse 15, "who when they had come down prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit." So you see, these people have received the word of God. They have received the word that Jesus died for you. They've believed it, but they have not received the Holy Spirit. Until you've received the Holy Spirit, something is still missing in your life as a Christian. Until you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you are disconnected from the power of God. But I pray for you, if that is you this morning, that the Lord God will baptize you with His Spirit. The Bible says in verse 16, "For as yet he," that is the Holy Spirit, "had not, as yet he had fallen upon none of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus." Then Apostle John and Peter laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. We see another incident like that. Because of time, I wouldn't go there. Acts chapter 19, 1 through 7. Where Paul met another group of people that had not, they were believers, but they had not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I tell you, you will lack power until you are baptized with the Holy Spirit. You will make heaven, no doubt. However, you will not be able to enjoy the fullness of God's power as you should. At salvation, you are born of the Spirit, but at Pentecost, you become baptized with the Spirit. I pray you will experience your own Pentecost experience in Jesus' name. Therefore, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is the real game changer in the Christian experience. You know, I gave my life to Christ in 1983, October 1983. Can't remember the exact date. And I became baptized with the Holy Spirit a couple of months after that. And it's so simple to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Sometimes, like we read, the man or woman of God or whoever will lay hands on you and you receive the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Every occasion where people receive the Holy Spirit in the Bible, go read it. It was always evidenced by speaking in tongues. I'm going to talk a lot about speaking in tongues and the gifts of the Spirit further on in this study. But I want you, because I want you to pray. I want everyone in DIC to be Spirit-filled. When we examine the life of Peter, you will see how much a difference being baptized with the Holy Spirit and filled with the Holy Spirit will make in your life. And so I was not baptized until a couple of months after I became saved. Because I didn't understand. I felt, okay, if I'm born again, automatically the Spirit of God is in me, which is true. However, baptism is different from the Spirit of God just coming inside of you. In baptism, you are fully immersed, you are fully taken over by the Holy Spirit, and it's a definite experience. And so, after the Lord had explained to me personally, because I didn't understand what it meant, but through some weeks and months, it began to explain to me exactly what it means to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. I believe it's probably around December that I was baptized. One night, I just went to the basketball court of the college I attended at the time. And I looked to heaven. Why am I saying this? Because this is how some of you may do. It's so easy. It's a gift that God wants to give you. And I said, "Father, I'm ready. Baptize me with your Spirit, because I understand that I'm disconnected from your power until I'm baptized with your Spirit." Yes, I'm on my way to heaven, but without the Holy Spirit, you will just be a flapper Christian, just using your strength to go through life. But life can be easier than the way you have known it. Life can be so smooth when you know how to ride on the wind of the Holy Spirit. And so I just lifted up my voice. I said, "Father, I'm ready. Baptize me with your Spirit." That was all I said. Then I began to worship God. And at some point, when I was worshiping God, because you need to understand, anything you get from God is by faith. So don't wait until you feel something before you believe you received it. If God said it, it settles it. And so I said, "Father, because I asked you, I know you have given me right now." So I begin to thank you. "Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You've given me the gift of the Holy Spirit." And somewhere, at some point, as I was worshiping God, my tongue changed. and I began to speak in a language I never ever had spoken in before. And from that time, my life changed radically.
John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Beloved, have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know for sure where you will go the moment you take your last breath on earth? Death does not end at all. Everyone living on earth today, whether they realize it or not, is making a journey to an eternal destination, heaven or hell. Do you know where you're going? God's word is crystal clear about this, that to escape the fires of hell, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You must believe that only he can cleanse you and deliver you from the power of sin. Your good works cannot save you. Only Jesus can. Only Jesus can guarantee that you will enjoy everlasting life in heaven with God forever. If you like to become a believer and follower of the Lord Jesus Christ today, please pray this prayer with me right now. Say, "Father God, I confess that I'm a sinner in need of your mercy and salvation. Thank you for the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior that you sent to the world. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus and give me a brand new heart. Help me from this day forward to follow you and serve you all the days of my life. From today, I surrender my life 100% to Jesus and receive him as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen." Congratulations, beloved. I welcome you into the family of God. And to help you grow in your new relationship with Jesus, I'd love to send you an e-copy of my book, Up Close and Personal with Jesus Christ, absolutely free of charge. All you need to do is to email me at knowinggodradio@gmail.com. And that's knowinggodradio@gmail.com. And I will send you the link to the e-copy of my book, Up Close and Personal with Jesus Christ. In addition to that, find a local church where you can be planted and discipled in Christ and grow. If you live in the city of Houston, it's my pleasure to invite you to join us at Dominion International Center. The details of our location can be found on our website, www.dominionlifestyle.org.